verse in Psalms chapter 1 that I think is important also for us as young people. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is the man. The beginning of that little phrase that Brother Craig just mentioned, it says, sin will take you further than you want to go, and it will cost you far more than you want to pay. And in the verses that we have before us, Lot went or pitched his tent towards Sodom, but it wasn't just Lot who was involved in the pitching of the tent. When Lot was captured, it said that they took Lot and they took all of his goods, his stuff. And what was part of this stuff or his goods? Well, when it was recovered by Abram, we find out that it was the women, it was Lot, it was the women, and it was obviously his material goods as well. All of those who had left with Lot, his herdsmen, his material goods, all of these things were captured by the enemy. And the point, young people, is that we are not the only ones that are affected when we make bad or poor decisions. Sometimes it is the friends that are around us, certainly our family members. And see, the enemy is not simply interested in capturing you, because he recognizes that there's a sphere of influence that each of us have around us. Think of those young children who look at you young people, and they're looking up to you because there's something that they're seeing in you, at least externally. Brother Amo was talking about the service that some might perform at Sunday school. Some of you stand up and you lead the singing. Some may go to camps as junior counselors, and in other areas you serve the Lord. And yet there may be this pitching of the tent towards Sodom. And without others knowing, you've moved into Sodom, because externally you're still going on, still saying the right words. And this is one of the traps if you've grown up in a Christian home. You know the language. You know how to present yourself, and you sit. And so, you know, you might even have a brother or sister that says, you know, I've been praying for you, and it looks like you're going on well with the Lord. But there is a battle that's raging. And if you are dwelling in Sodom, what happens is these things grab and they capture you. And then they capture all of the stuff that's attached with you. So remember Psalm 1, blessed is the man who doesn't find himself in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful.
Just one comment on Brother John was saying earlier that we were held, that Lot was held captive by Sodom. We were held captive also by our sin. And sin's not only, can only draw sin, it's also deceiving, as we just heard. And some sins in themselves, we have to be very careful, because some sins in themselves are not, they don't seem bad. Playing sports, it's not bad at all. But if playing sports interferes,
with our relationship with the Lord, then it's very bad and it's a sin. We need to make sure that we are not deceived, because even the simplest thing like that can deceive us and can stray us off on a wrong path.
I think the important thing we have to see with Lot and with you and I is that his will was involved in the failure. Do we hear that, young people? His will. We're going to move on to Abraham's trained servants. I'm going to ask you, what do you think it means they were trained? Now, they were not armed until the time of battle came. I've been in the military. It was quite a long time before I was handed a weapon. But we were trained for many, many, many months in many ways, knowing that the day would come when there would be the battle. Are we being trained? I've turned to some verses from Proverbs chapter 4, and I want you to turn them, and I'm going to say as John did, these are good verses to highlight in your Bible if you're a highlighter. Verse 14, Proverbs 4:14. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Now, I think of what Edwin said the other night from the gospel platform. That's pretty tough to understand that in the King James. If you don't understand what this verse means, we'd like you to help us and ask the question and let's discuss it. I think this is kind of simple. I don't think the problem is the understanding of the English language. I think the problem is the will that is in you and I that wants to do what we shouldn't. Well, here's another one. Look at this next one. Go not in the way of evil men. Now, that's really hard to understand that, isn't it? You see, we all know what that means. No one could say to you, well, this is Greek right here. I just don't know. No. We know what it means to stay out of the path of evil men. Well, look at verse 15. I happen to love the King James Version. I think it's simple and easy and plain and clear, and I memorize. I learn verses and I learn chapters as a young man, and I hope that you are, because that's part of the training of the Word of God. That's part of what will prepare you for the battle to come, that you have hid the Word of God in your heart, that you might not sin against Him. It's not enough to say there's a verse in the Bible somewhere that says something. That really doesn't do you very much good in the day of the heat of the battle. But if I have learned the Word of God and hid it in my heart, then these verses are ready for the Spirit of God to bring. Go not in the way of evil men, avoid it. That's not real hard to understand. A lot harder to do. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it. And pass away. Now, if you think this is rocket science, I disagree with you very strongly. Look at verse 25. Let thine eyes look right on. Let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Look at this. Young brother and young sister that is being trained, that is one of the 318 that are going to be used to free this man Lot. Ponder the path of your feet. What does that mean? I think it means that I look at the pathway and I apply the written Word of God to the decision that is before me. Why would I want to get involved in that? What is it going to do to me? What is it going to do to my family? How is it going to affect our home? May I ask you, young people, what kind of a relationship do you have with your parents? Is it a good one? You have a good relationship with mom and with your dad? They've never been parents before. You're the first children they've raised. They aren't perfect. They may make a mistake. But I wonder if you could ask yourself, what kind of child am I? Am I rebellious? Have I told my mom and dad how I appreciate what they've done and the sacrifices they've made? You must have a relationship with your mother and your father. Listen, let's go on. Ponder the path of your feet. Let all thy ways be established. Now, this is real hard. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Poor Lot. He never learned the reality of what these verses meant. But there was an awful price that our brother has given us from Galatians. There was an awful price tag attached to this. Emil, I interrupted you.